New Year's Day, day one. The sun was peeking through the trees into my window when I opened my eyes. Filtered by the white cotton curtains, gorgeously filling my room with gentle morning light. It was surprisingly 10:30. I rarely make it past 7 a.m. these days. It felt so good to be surprised by my body. I slept hard, like I did when I was a teen. Unable to get to sleep until 4 a.m., I had spent New Year's Day hopscotching across the South, playing airport Frogger across the globe. Arriving at 1 a.m., after an hour taxi ride to my Airbnb, I then settled in by unpacking, cleansing my face with coconut oil, and being immensely grateful for the tranquility I have navigated myself to. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Not a firework or a live band in earshot on New Year's Eve in Mexico. I have hit the highly sensitive person jackpot. Fully prepared for the opposite to have happened after living in Jalisco for 9 months. I'm now feeling a bump in my optimism about my upcoming days here. After a lie-in and a spiritual check-in, I stroll to my traditional local brunch on the first day in a new place and find a seafood spot to enjoy. I'm the first one of the day to arrive, which suits me, and I choose a plastic seat at a table for six with a view of the world going by. I sit quietly, simply being, and wait for the thing I don't know what I ordered to arrive. It's a long favorite pastime for me to point to something on the menu that I'm not 100% sure what it is and order it as a surprise for myself. I started doing this when I was in Costa Rica in 2002. I'm pretty sure I ate some iguana. Throwing out control, giving my trust to the cook, I let my body lead so I can simply receive. I let my body lead. I let my heart lead so I can simply receive the experience. Today's game was one with a fried lemon whitefish surrounded by a cucumber salad, served with a fish ceviche, refried black beans, and corn tortillas. I loved to receive a bonus snack of these flattened corn fritters with herbs, tomato, and cheese that I'd never tasted before. I mean, obviously, I've had herbs, tomato, and cheese and corn fritters, but not like this in this presentation before. It was delicious to try something I've never had, and I'll be very excited if I find them on my plate ever again. I paired it with a chilled hibiscus tea and a monster margarita goblet. I was in brunch heaven. The restaurant filled up with families coming from a swim at the beach, and I traded places with them. Depositing my towel and flops on the sand, I waded into the chilly green-blue waters until my skin warmed so much I dunked myself in, popping up again and again with glee. Spreading my big blue beach towel out, I sat facing the blue skies and watched the birds hunting. Fascinated by watching the pelicans floating on the winds to find their lunch. I couldn't help myself from clapping in amazement each time they dove in with full force like torpedoes, and they would come up with a full throat pouch. That's what it's called. I looked it up on Google. It's throat pouch. I looked it up to write this because I was like, what is that thing called? It's not a beak. I didn't know what it was. So, point of information, the thing on a pelican where they catch the fish, that's a full throat pouch. I could see them swallowing their scooped up delights And at that same time, the seagulls would immediately come around to, I assume, pick up the leftovers. But I never watched that before. I didn't know they kind of worked in teams and scavenged like that. Turning my attention to the local Mayan families scattered along the white shoreline, it's still very uncrowded. I'm so happy. I watch some parents next to me teaching their sweet little boy to feel comfortable in the water. He's wearing Spider-Man swimmers, crying, "Mommy, Mommy." Then he's scooped up and held the way we all need to be. And I'm touched. The father sees me watching and he smiles. I smile back. I think, I could come back here one day and paint this. I'm in a hammock by the pool. I found the perfect setup to listen and write. The towel behind my head, the host suggested, is the perfect angle. I really could sit here all night. The woman in my headphones is saying exactly what I need to hear. Tears stream down my cheeks. I release a bit more pain. I make room for that much more light. I become more loving each time this occurs. The solar lights come on. I smack a mosquito. Probably not that hard. I smack a mosquito like that. Yeah. I retired my tired body to my casita with AC. I explore options of what could be next. But my heart is telling me to slow down. Wait and see what happens here. Wait and see what more there is here in this simplicity of a Mayan fishing village by the sea. We explore to restore. This is the exploration of Samantha Jones. Thank you so much for listening. I truly hope you got something from this today. Feel invited to comment below, or better yet, share the link with a friend. I am sending you love and light with a heap of ease and laughter poured generously on top.